The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 9th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. For it is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell where their worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord. There is blood everywhere. How could there not be? From the gospel instructed lopping off of offending hands and feet, the plucking out of wayward straying eyes, blood everywhere. Who among us has not stumbled? Who among us has not been caused to fall? By reaching out for tempting fruit on the side of the fence where the grass is always greener, or by straying into a land where we knew our feet should not take us, or by looking and then looking again and then looking one more time at that which is undeniably offensive, dangerous, ungodly. We have stumbled. There is blood everywhere. Mark knew this about us when he recorded these words of Jesus. Jesus knew it when he spoke them. You know it, and I know it. We've always known it. The text from Numbers reminds us of how the people of Moses had offending eyes that were looking backward to a better time that was not a better time at all, except in their imaginations. Their rearview mirror was not exactly 20/20. James speaks of those who wander. Another way of saying, if your foot causes you to stumble. Stumbling is the human way of life. It has been so since Eden. It was on full display once again this week in Washington, with a transfixed nation watching and listening, some even taking off work to take in the hearings in a moment of history that was not really a moment at all, but rather a tape playing on a continuous loop. We are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. And so we pray as we ought to pray. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The sad truth about our stumbling is that so often it causes others to stumble. So often it leaves them, not us, with lives that are broken or maimed. We leave in the wake of our stumbling the bleeding, empty hearts of those pierced by our words. We leave in the wake of our selfish stumbling the bleeding, empty, ulcerated stomachs of those who long for the basic human right of food security. And so much more subtly and self-deceptively, we leave in the wake of our stumbling failures to act the deeply ingrained patterns of injustice, patriarchy, racism, and sexism. Meanwhile, we wander off in our insatiable quest for the venerated causes of self-fulfillment and success. We are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. There is blood everywhere. But that is only part of the story, and it is not the end of the story. It is not even the end of this horrific and perplexing story recorded in the Gospel of Mark for us to read and contemplate together this morning. There is something better. Truth be told, most of us are so shocked and appalled by the graphic violence of Jesus' words about cutting off a hand or a foot or plucking out an eye that the better part goes flying right by us. But it's right there in the text, the something better part. It would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. I know what you must be thinking. Please bring us back a real pastor. How could that possibly be any better? Death by drowning? Maybe less painful, maybe quicker than plucking out or lopping off, but death nonetheless. But I encourage you, line up and get your millstone. The truth is that most of us already have done that. At the hand of loving parents or at the urging of a youth group leader or a college pastor, perhaps even by your own choice. One way or another, we have taken up the millstone by the side of the font. Had the stone of our human failing and all that it represents anchored firmly around our neck. And we were tossed with Jesus into the depths of the baptismal sea so that all our stumbling would be drowned. Luther encourages us to return to that sea, that font, that drowning every single day. He urges us to remember that despite our failures and our complete self-centeredness, that united with Christ, all that weighs us down and drags us under is left behind in the perilous waters, dead, drowned, crucified. And then with Christ, we are raised to a whole new life. St. Paul says it best and most clearly in Romans 6, do you not know that those of us who have been baptized into Christ have been baptized into his death? Since we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. That is not fake news. It is real news, the best news, gospel news, in fact. It comes in on many different feeds, and it's a lot to hold together in our lives all at one time, but it is true, every word of it. Let me review. We are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We are desperately in need of lopping off those parts of our lives that cause us to sin. We have gone down like a millstone in the waters of baptism, and we have died. But just as surely we have been raised up to a new life in Christ. And one of the great joys of being Lutheran Christians is that Blessed Martin reminds us this is not a one and done. This is something to which we are privileged to return every day. Let the sins and failings of yesterday be put away, drowned, done with, crucified. Lopped off. Today we are raised up anew. There is blood everywhere, but there is also water. And for us and for all the world, it cannot be said with any more clarity than this: water is thicker than blood. Belonging to the family of God is richer fare than belonging to our family of origin. Thank God. Thank God. If we can help you get to the font because you've not yet been there, please let us know. That's a big part of why we're here. We'd love to welcome you to the fam. This is the family table of the people of God. Alongside God's presence in the sacred word of Scripture, this table is spread for us once again this holy day as a witness to the living presence of Jesus here among us. There is blood everywhere. Not your blood, not our blood, but Christ's blood for everyone. But there is also water for all. And having been washed in the waters of baptism and united with Christ and every other child of God, we are sent in the strength of this meal of his broken body. His broken body. Back into the world. We are not sent as stumblers. We are sent as those who are healed. We are sent to do the very things that James suggests to his people, to hold one another in honor, to confess our sins, to speak those words so seldom heard these days, "I am sorry. I'm sorry." To fervently pray for a better humanity and a better world, to guide one another when we wander, to do whatever we can to cover the multitude of sins that so often overwhelm us, the multitude of sins that threaten to cause us to stumble. Yes, there is good news in James. And this we can do. All this we can do. This we are called to do. This in the power of the death of Jesus, whose hands and feet and life and body were given for us, we get to do. There is water everywhere. This teeming tide of baptismal, dying and rising sweeps us down this aisle and out those doors into the world to serve. Restored. And whole. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.